Erechim Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. We're going to be learning now the Seder Guvayna for different choivis that a person can have on him to collect from Nechosim that he was Magdish. Hamagdish Nechosim, he had real estate, furniture, money, he was Magdish at all. V'hoysalav, he had outstanding a Ksubas Isha, a wife that he divorced, he's still alive, so he had a wife that he divorced. U'bal choiv, he has people that he owes money to. Ein ha isha yichay la ligbos ksubasa min ahegdish, v'loy bal choiv es choivoy. Neither one could collect from the hegdish. Ela ha poide, the way they're going to be able to get from these nechasim is either the husband or the loyva will have to be poide the nechasim from hegdish. Poide over here means bedava mut. That means he's not going to have to pay the value to hegdish. Now the reason why it could be bedava mu'ud, why doesn't the gizbar of Hegdish charge the real amount, is because be'etzem he should be collecting from the Hegdish, which we'll explain in a minute. But over here where goyzer, the Rav says from the Gemara, where goyzer egzera, shem yomru Hegdish yoytze l'chulam b'loy pidyon, so therefore we don't allow it to just go out of the Rishus Hegdish without a pidyon. So therefore the halach is ha'poyde poyde with the dava mu'ud, like we said, Al menas litin liisha ksuboso ulubal choiv es choivoy. Now, let's be masbir over here. That this idea that they can't collect from the choiv only midirabonim because of exera, but be'etzim they have a right to collect. What right do they have to collect? Because there's a concept from the chosim shubodim. Person who has a shibud on assets of a loiva, on a baal, an isha has a shibud, and the husband, the loiva, sells nechosim, so that he can be given from nishubodim. The problem over here is the choiv can't be given from nishubodim because we have a klal, the principle that's brought in the Gemara, Ksubas Daf Nun Tes, and other places. Hegdish chometz v'shichrim mafkin midei shibud. There are certain chaloisin that are mafkia, the power of a shibud, to give the right of collection to somebody who is owed money. So one of them is being magdish. We won't go into the other two. But Hegdish Moitzio Midei Shibud is a klal. So L'chayra, if Hegdish is Moitzio Midei Shibud, and L'chayra, over here, the Isha, the Loiva, have no right to collect from Hegdish. It's already Hegdish. Rashi explains, and Rishonim said this also in Ksubas Daf Nun Tes, that Hegdish Moitzio Midei Shibud is only on Kedushas HaGuf, where something became a korban. But on something Kedushas Damon, we're talking over here not about animals though in the Skadish, we're talking over here about karka, about cash, furniture, all these things are only Kedushas Domim. And Kedushas Domim is only Momen Hegdish. The concept of Momen Hegdish is not Mafkia, the Shibud, of whoever has outstanding Schuz Gvir. So that's the answer according to the Rishonim. The Rambam famously argues, and there's more in Maramokha when you learn Ksubis and other places where the Sugya comes up, but the Rambam holds that even Kedushas Domim is Mafkia Midei Shibud. So what you have to explain over here is that even according to the Rambam, and the Hanami, the Shibutaka doesn't exist, but since it would be possible to be poida these nechosim, so the koyach to be poida gufu would make that he has to be poided and they could collect. But since Lamaisa they do have a right to collect, means that they don't have an outstanding din shibud, but avada sekumze, they have a schuz guvayna. So if they have his chuz gevayna, mamela, he could be paid with dava mu'ud, and with that he could pay his choiv or his former wife her ksuba. Now the Mishnah gives a case. Higdish tishim mone, he was magdish assets that are worth, like we said, furniture, real estate, v'chulei. It's worth tishim mone. V'hoye choivoy mea mone, the choiv is worth more. Moisif oy dinner, he's moisif on the choiv. Upoide boy is an echosim halalu, amanas litin leisha ksuboso lebal choiv as choivoy. There would be a havamina over here, since the total value of the choivois is more than the value of the assets. There would be a havamina over here that the bal choiv with the schuz gvaina does not have a koyach to collect these assets. So the Mishnah says no, he does have a koyach to collect. He or she, the wife, would have a koyach to collect. However, the Baal, the loiva, still has to be poided in a chosim. So on that, he has a problem because he's broke. He was magdish kol nechosim. So Mamela, he'll have to borrow the money. Who's going to lend him the money? Somebody on the outside doesn't want to lend somebody who's bankrupt. But over here, this person, the wife, or the malva, has a vested interest in giving him a dovah mu'id to be able to pay the nechasim, because with that, they'll get the tishim, even if they had to lay out an extra dinner. So on that, the Mishnah just adds, practically, that moisev oy dinner, these people, the wife or the malva, will add a dinner to the choiv, and with that, they're paid to the nechasim, and with that, then the baal, the loiva, will be able to give leisha ksubasal ba choiv is choiv. Why would there be a havamina that if the choiv is, the sum total of the choiv, is greater than the choiv, than the assets that were hukdash, that there is, that you won't have this din? So on that, the Rav speaks out in the Gemara, there's a havamina, that if a person has a choiv of 100, ksubasisha, 100, 200, and he has assets of 90, so you have to say that the person who had the choiv, the malva, the isha, was not al das these nechasim. Because generally speaking, a person puts his das of gvir on something which will cover the entirety of the choiv. So there's a havamina over here that we don't see the nechasim as arevim. This is a concept you have in the Gemara at the end of Bava Basra, where we look at a person's nechasim as an oriv on the choivis that he owes. There would be a havamina over here that assets that are worth less than the total amount of the choiv should not be looked at as an oriv on the choiv, and therefore you don't have the schus. The person with the schus gevinah doesn't have a right to go to those assets and to take them away from Hegdish b'dovah mu'id, because they were never arevim in the first place. Kamash malon, that 90 out of 100 is better than nothing. And the nechasim do have an arvus for the choiv. The das of the one who created the choiv was to collect from those assets, and therefore he has a right to, he, she, the wife, has a right to collect from those assets by being moisiv another dinner for the pigeon. Mishnah Gemara, Afal pi she'amru chayove erichin memashkinos, and we explained before that if somebody owes money to the Mikdosh for erichin that he was mekabel on himself, so we are yerid l'nechosim when we take a mashkin. The halach is, and this is exes hakosav, the pasuk over there says, v'mochu me'erkecho, the chazal darshin, v'im mochu, if he's takapur, he's needy, tase hu, make that he could stay himself. Me'erkecho, from the value of the erech, give him b'loshen chazal, enough that he can keep himself going from the amount of money that you have a right to collect from him. The Mikdash has a right to collect from him, but the Mikdash is mitzuvah, the gizbar is mitzuvah to allow him to hold on to whatever he needs for basic living expenses. The Rav points out that the hu over here is only his living expenses. Loy le'ishte v'loy le'bonov. What's included in basic living expenses that the Gzez HaKosov says that the Hegdish, the Gizbar, can't just come in and take everything? You can take from him panosa, basic food, for 30 days. Ksus shnei masa chodesh, that a person doesn't say to buy new clothing, but at least once a year he needs basic because clothing got worn out. Mita mutzas, he needs a made bed so he could sleep at night. Sandolin, to put on his feet. Sandolin are not included in clothing. Tefillin. Tefillin b'mei chazal wasn't just a dvar mitzvah, something that people wore the whole day. It's a chelek mimalbusho. Not a kiyum mitzvah like a lulav. It doesn't say over here that you can do mitzvahs on the cheshbon of Hagdish. It says the tefillin is part of his personal effects. Loi, aval loi le'ishtei v'loi le'bonov, like we pointed out before. Says the Mishnah, if he's a worker, where his basic chiyus is that he has klei avoida. Some people make money, they hire themselves out. Some people, in order for them to do their job and to provide for their chayei yom yomi, they need the basic tools of their trade. If he's somebody who he's a bamalocha, and he has tools, noisten lo shnei klei umnis mikol min v'min. He's a plumber, so he needs a snake with a plunger, with whatever the basic tools of the trade is. Two types. And the Mishnah gives examples. Chorosh. A chorosh is a carpenter. Noistin shnei ma'atzodim shnei megeroys. He has two chisels with things that he cuts into the wood with. Rabbi Elazar Omer, im hoyo ikor, if he's somebody who works the ground, noisten loy tzimdoy, he needs two shvarim, because he hires himself out with his shvarim to make charisha. So that's a pretty expensive piece of assets. Chamor, if he's somebody who carries loads, today we would say he's a car, he's a taxi driver. Noisten loy chamor. So anything that's bechlal, basic yoim yoim, it's not assets, but it's a chelik of his tomorrow morning. This, he needs this in order to provide. If he's a dairy farmer, so he needs his cow. V'chulei, every type of thing like this, that will be bechlal what the bezdin, what the hegdish is not goyver from him. L'maisa, the Tanakama clearly argues, we pass Gana like the Tanakama, that semet boker v'chamor are not klei umnis, those are nechosim. It's true that he makes his livelihood from that, but they're not tools. They're assets. Vayili shor v'chamor, Yankovinu says, they're assets. What do you do with the shor v'chamor? You make money on the wool, on the meat, on the milk, on the carrying, etc. But they're nechosim, they're not tools. They're not klei umnis.